I'm sent here not just to teach, but to enforce these things in the lives of people. Especially finances.
Worship your name. Worship your name. We worship your holy name. Worship your name. Worship your name. We worship your holy name.
First John chapter 3, verse 8 and 9. And I'm gonna pray, give you a prayer that will open up something. Evil sins. Anytime you see a word, especially a verb, like sin here is not being used as a noun but as a verb. And they add S to it. They add S. It means doing that thing on a continuous basis. If you see anybody that makes a practice that lives in sin, is the devil's child. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. It's his nature. And for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil, starting with sin. Poverty, sickness, every type of the work of the devil. Now, a Christian can sin or make mistakes, but a Christian does not make a practice of wrongdoing. That's why he's still a project under construction. I read it at the beginning. You are God's building. I told you your project under construction. You're not yet perfect. But a Christian cannot be living in sin like a pig, because sin is not his nature. He has the nature of God. If he can live in it like that, he needs to get born again. Something is wrong. When you do something wrong, there is something inside you that fights you. The nature of God inside you reacts. You don't need a preacher. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? You cannot relax and just start enjoying. You can't. Verse 9. Whosoever has been born of God does not make a practice of sin, for his seed remains in him. He cannot sin because he has been born of God. Give me Amplified before I go to the point. No one born or begotten of God deliberately or knowingly or habitually, that's the point we're trying to practice, sin. For God's nature, in the other place you say his seed, the same way these guys have the seed of fallen angels, you have the seed of the Almighty God. You have the nature of God in you. For God's nature abides in him. His principle of life, the divine sperm, the way in the natural you carry your father's gene, the divine gene remains permanently within him. He cannot practice sinning because he's born of God. So what the devil does in order to bring believers down to the level where they live in such a way that you don't even know the difference between them and the one that is not born again, is that he alters the software. He gives them the fallen man, the software of the fallen Adam. Feeds their mind. We are all like fish in the water. We can't help but do this. You see, even if you have the right computer, if you change the software, you will get the wrong results. He alters the software. Oh, we can't help but do this. But when God said have dominion over the earth, the first earth is this, your body that came from the soul. It meant that you can control yourself. There is the earth we walk on, and there is the earth we live in. It's this one that goes after the things that are falling. But guess what happens? The devil changes the software and makes them think, no, godliness is far beyond you. It's not attainable. Meanwhile, it's their nature. Then he tells them, this one, this low life, living like a pig, is what? And he comes to prosperity. He tells them, this is too far for you. This manageable life is what you can handle. He comes to health. He tells them, don't worry about all these preachers who talk. You are to live in divine health, no sickness. You are a man now. Everybody should be sick once in a while. What you're going through is not normal. What he does is that he removes them from revelation knowledge and keeps them as sense knowledge, so they operate at that. That's why there are believers who live as if they are not born again. The software, he tampers with the software, so they operate as if they are not even born again. They worry like unbelievers. They feel helpless like unbelievers. They feel the pressure of the world like unbelievers. But they have a supernatural advantage over life. But now they are reduced to the level where they walk like men. They abandoned the advantage. Can you imagine those giants walking like every other person? People just slap them around. Can you slap Lucifer like that? Who is their father? You have to be born again to insult him. In the spiritual, he's the God of this world. Since the fall of Adam, he took over government. So he expects his own seed to conquer any nation where they are. He does not expect them to beg. But now, what about the Almighty God? That is the God of the universe. And that's why Jesus came, to destroy the works of the devil, starting with the wrong information the enemy has fed God's people. That's why he brought revelation. He said, to you is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. To them it's not, because you are children of the kingdom. Here is one of those mysteries. The reason the devil, those fallen angels, came and slept with daughters of men is not because they wanted to have sex. Mm-mm. It's not because the sex was so sweet that angels cannot resist it. Mm-mm. It's because they wanted to have children on earth. Now the question is, why do they want to have children? The reason is that when God created this universe in Genesis chapter 1, he placed a law that the only beings that will have dominion on earth are beings that are clothed with a mortal flesh, with this physical body. If you are an angel, if you are a Holy Spirit, if you are a Jesus but in the spirit, a Christ, dominion, your dominion stops in the spiritual realm. As long as it has to do with the planet Earth, you have to have a physical body. This is the license into this place. Human beings are given the mandate. So the devil was looking for a way to seize completely Adam's mandate. He needed a way to control the Earth completely. That's why he wants to get an antichrist in these last days, where he can take over government, take over the economy, take over education, take over all the institutions, and then drive everybody to hell. Because even the devil is limited until he finds a human being he can use. So this time around, the devil decided that instead of every time we're looking for people to use, sometimes they yield to us, sometimes they don't yield, why don't we reproduce our own children and fill the whole earth with them?
so that we are not looking for people to use. We are here on earth. It's like we are there on earth living. We control them because they carry our gene. We make them do anything we want them to do. We don't need to influence them. They already want to do it. It's in them. They are born with wickedness. They are born with evil. They are born with murder. They are born with all the diabolical appetite, perversion, all types of wickedness and perversion. It's in their gene. We don't need to influence them, tempt them too much. You don't need to tempt them. They will just do it. Let's fill the earth with our own children. When God wanted to solve the problem, even he could not do it until he was able to also use the same principle. Because dominion on earth is given to people with this. Touch your friend, ask him, do you still have your certificate of occupancy on earth? Tell him, do you have C of O on earth? Let me tell you something. You don't know that you're already a landlord. This thing you live in is a house. It's built with the same sand you are trying to buy, and God gave you C of O. Do you know why in many places when you want to get a job, they ask you for your birth certificate? It's a legal document that authenticates the fact that you are human. That means you have right on earth. If you lose that document, you think it's just something simple. There are a lot of places you're going to have problems functioning in. It's a legal document, just like a marriage document. It's your official passport into planet Earth. But, you know that citizenship is conferred naturally by birth. There are other ways you can get it, but citizenship is by birth. Demons don't have the authority you have. Evil spirits don't. That's why when it comes to casting out devils, angels don't cast out devils. Human beings do. Casting out devil is ejecting illegal occupants from our property. Anybody that will have dominion here must have this. Hey, touch any part of your body, not your suit. Any part of your body, your hand, your head, or your leg, or something. Say, this is my passport. It gives me the right to be an universal citizen. Say, I'm not just restricted to Nigeria. This passport allows me to go anywhere I want on earth. Say, from today, no nation can deny me visa. Let me tell you something about me. I don't deny that I'm a Nigerian, but I enter everywhere I want to go on. I have passport to enter anywhere as long as it's on planet Earth. But this passport is a diplomatic one. It's not ordinary one. Because once you are born again, redeemed back, it means that you are now working again for the government of heaven. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Now, there are people who are falling men, your brothers and sisters who are out there who need to hear the gospel and get saved. But for anyone that is redeemed, your passport is a diplomatic one because you are now representing Christ on earth. You are a representative of the second Adam. The image of the second Adam, and you are his representative. You have title deed to the planet. You hear the Bible use words like the world is yours. How many of you have read that? The world is yours. Stop thinking of America as somewhere that belongs to some people who are whatever. There's nothing special about that place. It's my backyard. I say after this weekend, the world will compress in your eyes. The difficult things will compress. And you just find that you don't struggle to just step into these things anymore. It's time to own your own property on earth. It's time to buy land. It's time to build a house.
It's time to drive the kind of car you want to drive. I command it in the name of Jesus. Whatever barrier is standing between you and the greatness God has proposed for you, I command it to be broken down in the name of Jesus.
You say, I want to travel. You feel trapped in Lagos. Don't be trapped, my friend. Meanwhile, I'm not encouraging you to run away from Nigeria. But I'm telling you to open up the world and welcome it. You can go anywhere you want to go. You can go anywhere you want to go. You can go anywhere you want to go. Can I even say, you can work in the best companies in this country. If you want work. The best things in life belongs to God's children. It's after us, then others. I say after us, then others. Help me talk to that person, because I know the software that is working in most people. 98% of people you see every day in the street, including churches, are functioning with sense knowledge. The fallen Adam software. The fallen Adam mentality. The I can't. That nothing good happens to me mentality. It's going to change. Because once your world inside changes, your world outside changes. Your world outside takes the shape of your world inside. Can I hear you say amen? God is going to expand your world within. And by that, he's going to expand your world without. John chapter 10, verse 1 and 2. Let's pray from there. Say with me, the seed of God is in me. Say God's nature is in me. Say that I'm the seed of the Almighty God. I'm a spiritual giant. All I need is to develop myself. And a wisdom giant. But you know, whenever you combine those two, they create a financial giant also. Whenever wisdom combines with anointing, money is one of the least things that will follow. Whenever wisdom combines with anointing, money cannot be out of the equation. I said to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold is the world. Take note of that. Who does not enter the sheepfold by the door into the sheepfold is the woman, is birth, natural birth. He who does not enter the sheepfold by the door but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. In the kingdom of God, they didn't call him illegal immigrant. They call him a thief and a robber. That is Satan. He tries to enter here and gain dominion by deception, by deceiving the first man. Because God placed a restriction that will not allow angels to be born here. So after his initial plan of deception in the garden, he tries by sleeping with daughters of men. This time around is to have children. The mystery now is that those children that are born have legal right, they have passport like you. Hercules and the rest of them have passport. They have what the devil himself doesn't have. So because of that, they have ability to do some crazy stuff on earth that even demons cannot do. That's why God mandated the righteous seed to fight and wipe them out. There's a battle between good and evil. It exists in every society on earth. Evil only prevails when good people do nothing. This contest of dominion. Dominion also means to subdue. It means that there is an enemy to fight.
It means that your inheritance is not just something that you just collect like this. You have to bind the strong man to take what belongs to you. You have to force the wall of Jericho down to enter into your promised land. You have to bring down the giants to possess your inheritance. If you just sit down and wonder, God, what is happening? Why is it not coming into my hand? Nothing will happen because Satan has his own tenants here. They are illegal. They are not citizens. But they've climbed in through some other way. Who do you think they want to steal from? They are thieves and robbers. Who do you think they want to rob? Health is your inheritance. You see something challenging it. Prosperity is your inheritance. You see something else making sure that you don't have it. No! The dominion mandate now is an authorization from heaven to subdue everything that stands between you and your assignment. It's not a passive thing. When Fashola wanted to clear up Oshun and he gave a mandate to a group of officials, you think when they get there, people will just say, oh, Fashola's men have come, okay. Let's clear. You know, that's why they have authority. That's why you see those red-eyed mobile policemen coming with them. Because in some cases, force will have to be applied. That's how it is in this issue. Except you bind a strong man, you can be looking at your goods like this, but it's not in your hand. It's like that with church growth. It's like that with every kingdom initiative, with your finances. It's like that with your health. But demons are not strong. They're like mosquitoes. But you have to spread that shelters to kill them, or they will mess up your health. You will end up with malaria. They are not strong. They are defeated entities. But they have capacity to cause disease. They have capacity to cause poverty. They have capacity to cause stagnation. They can cause. They can cause a lot of problems if you don't clear them. All you need to do is open up your mouth and fire. The things that are limiting you are within your control. The things that are stopping you are under your control. I said the things that are blocking your way are under your control. They are under the control of your authority. You're going to open up your mouth and command that thing to clear. Command a job to show up. And it's going to show up. The right to command and to be obeyed. Give verse 2 before I seal it for tonight. He who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Did you see how Jesus came in? How did he come in? He came in and surrendered himself to be born by a woman. The Almighty God that put the laws that governed Satan had legal right here. Actually, Adam handed his authority to him. He deceived him and collected it. So it will need the descendant, a human being, to recover our mandate. If Jesus defeated him as a God, that will not obtain. He had to defeat him as a man so that the rest of us, human, can collect back what belongs to us. That's why he had to be born as a human being. As a God, he could tie Satan and throw him inside hell, but that would not have changed the human condition. He would have destroyed the devil, but our mess would have stayed. He had to do it in such a way that it's not only Satan that is defeated, but the children that lost everything are restored. So that's why he became man. That through death, he might destroy him that has the power of death. Why did he even need to die at all? Do you have to die to defeat Satan? No. He only needed to die to remit our sin, because the price, the wages of sin is death. He has to take our punishment so that we don't have to pay for it again. He can still destroy the devil without dying. But he cannot remove our sin without shedding his blood. He can still destroy Satan. God can destroy the devil anytime without dying. But he will not save us without it. So
he needed not only to take care of the enemy, he needed to restore us back to what we lost. So that after he goes back to heaven, we can function on earth like him. Poverty is not allowed in your life. Sickness is outlawed in your life. Illiteracy is not allowed in a Christian. The moment your spirit man comes alive, you cannot allow ignorance. The kingdom of God is kingdom of light. Knowledge is what drives the system. The kingdom of darkness is kingdom of darkness, ignorance. Ignorance is what drives that system. Deceit is what drives it. The kingdom of God is kingdom of light. You cannot be in a kingdom of light and be operating in ignorance. Light is knowledge, is wisdom, is revelation. Lift up your hands and say, Lord, open the eyes of my understanding this weekend. The only thing that can limit me is the absence of light. The only thing that can limit me is ignorance. The only thing that can limit me is the absence of revelation. Open the eyes of my understanding this weekend. I want to go back to my mandate. I have functioned for years without it. Even as a Christian, I was a Christian for many years without it. I didn't know. I was happy to be saved. I was happy to be a child of God. I was happy to be forgiven. I didn't know that there was more. I didn't know that there was more. So I was just happy to go to church, you know, worship, and then I stopped there. This weekend will launch you into your inheritance in a way that no other revelation, there is no revelation that puts people in charge like the dominion mandates. There is no software that actually helps people take control of their inheritance like this. Something is going to happen to you this weekend. It's going to happen to you. It will be so powerful. Open my eyes that I might see. Take me back. Education is the study of the fallen world. Revelation is studying the world the way God designed it to function before the fall. That's why people have problems with it sometimes, because we are used to how things are. Education is the study of the world in its fallen state. We study bacteria, what they do. So when we finish, we tell the man, this thing is incurable. We study cancer, the growth. And when we finish, we tell him, your case, you have only 3 days to live. You have only 6 months to live. But there is another knowledge that makes a mess of this one. It's called revelation. That is a higher education in the kingdom. That's the higher institution of the kingdom. That's where sons are groomed from. Ask him, the forces of revelation, turn it on in my life. Turn on the forces of revelation. Activate the forces of revelation. Activate the forces of revelation. Jesus' name. Listen now, when I finish implementing it, you will see the results this night. This one will start this night. Because without it, dominion does not function in darkness. It doesn't function in ignorance. It functions in light. The first thing God created, Genesis chapter 1 verse 4, is light. Then in verse 14, he created the sun, the moon, and the stars to give light on the earth. The question now is, hey, we are talking about Genesis. God said, let there be light. Look at, you can see it in verse 4. And there was light. But if you go to verse 14, God now said, God made two great lights, the sun and the moon, to rule. Verse 14. That is on the fourth day,
he now created physical light. The question is now, what light did God create on the first day? Everyone say revelation. Everyone say revelation. The reason is that that is the number one thing needed to order the kingdom. Without it, kingdom dominion does not work. But now, here is the mystery. Dominion is functioning like God. So when it comes to light, one way is your prayer that the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. But there is another way to do it. Command light to appear. You have to speak into your life. Let there be what? Light. Give authoritative command in my finances, in my career, in my spiritual life. Let there be light. I command every darkness to flee. I command every ignorance to flee. I command every veil to be broken. In Jesus' name. For now, you have to learn to pray this prayer. Anytime you feel like you're not advancing, this is the first thing you need to do. Money is not the first. People are not the first. People came last in God's creation order. The first thing is to call forth light. Actually, show them that scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6. Show it fast so that they see what it is. What God did on the first day of creation. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of what? The light of what? What type of light was he commanding? Light of knowledge. When you get to heaven, for example, they don't have sun there. They don't have moon there. There is a light that lightens that planet. It's the glory of God shining from the throne room. If you go to the tabernacle of Moses, you notice that in the outer court is sunlight. If you get to the holy place, it's candlelight. They have 7 candle lamps. But if you get into the holiest of holies, it's the brightest place there, yet there is no candle there. It is the Shekinah glory coming from the mercy seat that lightens that place. That is the light God was calling forth. Revelation, knowledge, comes from, is illuminating. Is that knowledge that is the highest level of knowledge you need to rule this earth? When this thing turns on now, it will start dismantling some of the problems you are having now. You just start seeing the solution. That's what is going to happen from this night. Some of the things that were a problem in your life till you come into this meeting, you're going to wake up in the morning and you just seem to know what to do. Some of us don't even know who we are. Before you go to sleep, this is what I do. Put a Bible down, put a pen beside, and call for light to appear. Command light to come out of darkness. Because what this means is that light was present but was covered. Hey, show them amplified. Show them fast. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 6, show them amplified. For God who said, let light shine out of what? Has shown in our hearts so as to beam forth the light of the illumination of the knowledge of the majesty and the glory of God as is manifested in the person of Jesus Christ. And verse 7 said, we have this treasure where? In heaven. If you're going to rule, you have to have the light of revelation. You have to have superior education. You have to have superior intelligence. You have to have it inside. And on the outside, you look like a normal human being. On the inside, you have divine know-how. Lift up your hands. Command light. Every aspect of your life that has been covered with darkness, let light appear. Because that's the only way Satan can take advantage of you. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I command light to appear. Let there be light in my finances. Let there be light. I command darkness to go. I command every veil of my eyes to be broken. I command every limitation to be broken. We activate the forces of revelation. We activate the forces of revelation. Name. Hey, just show them Genesis 1 verse 1. I'll send you home with that. Show it to them. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Think about it. Diamond, sapphire, gold, everything but covered with darkness. Everything you need is available. Your eyes need to be open now. I say your eyes are going to be forced open this weekend. Everything you need. The most amazing thing is that everything you need is inside you. Your eyes are supposed to be open to see it. Anywhere God lives, He invests every other resource in it. When God gave us Jesus, He gave us everything. When He gave us the Holy Ghost, He gave us Himself. He said to Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceedingly great reward. I am the Almighty God. I is your reward. And Abraham said to the Lord, what is that to me since I don't have a child? The man did not understand what he means. The president of the nation says, I am your friend. And you're saying, what is the meaning of connection to Asorok? I don't have a car. You don't know what the president gave you. He said, I'm your friend. I give you access. And you say, I don't. What is access? What I need is a car. Everything is available, but what is missing is light to see it. Command, speak into your life. You know, the size of your life is the size of your mind. The size of your world is the size of your mind. This is what is limiting your world, though. All the limitations you are facing is inside here. Command the limit to go down. Command the limitations to go down. It is time to move to another level. I command an expansion in your mentality. I command a paradigm shift. I command the opening of your eyes. Open thou my eyes that I might behold wondrous things out of your law. Open my eyes that I will behold. Amen. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It was not in verse 2 He created it in the beginning. Loaded with all types of resources, all types of potentials, but not one could be harnessed without light. God was saying that before sunlight, the first light needed to harness the resources of the earth is knowledge and wisdom, is revelation. After all the poor people you see every day, don't they see the sunlight? The sun rises and goes every day, and poverty stays with them. But there is another light that will alter the destiny of that man. Everything you need is available. You don't even need to run out of Nigeria to become the fastest place to make millions is here. Fastest. You're trying to run out. The Indians are running here. The Chinese are rushing down here. the Europeans, the Westerners are rushing down here.
Lift up your hands one more time. Say, Lord, the things you have placed here, the things you have placed around me, the things you have placed inside me that are the key to my future, to my open my eyes to see them. The talents, the abilities, the resources, the relationships, the people you have placed in my life that are the key to my future. Open my eyes to see it. Open my the opportunities that are around me. Open my eyes to see it. I command light to appear. Let there be light. The husband that I've been looking for, the wife I've been looking for, open my eyes to see it. You can be looking for something when he's beside you.